Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Gosh. Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose,
where two black-ass girls invade the whitest show on earth,
The Bachelor.
I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine. And this is part two of our conversation with Ashley Spivey, where we break down the cast bios from Colton's season.
Yep. We go one by one through each contestant, dissect their picture, that lame two-sentence bio that ABC.com shamelessly put up.
Yep.
And yeah, give our thoughts, predictions, and all that jazz.
Ashley gives us a little tea on them too, a little extra, you know, some nugs.
Yeah, a little behind the scenes, you know, she's an investigative journalist, so all that stuff she'd be digging for, so... Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's that. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, Twitter,
email, Facebook, Instagram,
all of the things.
It'll be in the description box.
Exactly. So yeah, enjoy our cast bios dissection. Yep.
Bye. Love you. Bye.
But yeah, so there is a season of The Bachelor coming next
week.
Or no, not next week, in a few weeks.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Colton is The Bachelor and they have released the cast bios. Woo-hoo! So before we get into, like, the first bio, I would love to know you guys' just overall initial thoughts of this whole cast.
Like, seeing the group pick? And
seeing
being
the group
like,
pick and just going through all the girls now, like, looking back, what's your, like, initial thoughts of, like, this cast?
I think it's one of the most diverse casts they've ever had.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which, that made me happy.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Like I said earlier, there are no Laurens or Ashleys.
Yeah.
Which that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
That is weird. It is weird.
I mean, this is more of a comment on their bios, but they're very short. They're not what we're used to seeing.
That was very disappointing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't get the questionnaires. We got these tiny little bios.
With lots of typos.
A lot of typos. And hard for us to even have, like, strong commentary, because...
Any opinion whatsoever on these people.
Not a lot. They don't give us a lot.
I also just have to say, I have looked a lot of these girls up on social media, and these pictures of them, I do not think are flattering.
Like, these ones here.
Yes.
I agree. I did look up a few, and I thought she looked better in her other photos.
Yeah. But they're always horrible. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The bright lighting.
Yeah.
The, like, I don't know.
Yeah, that background. That background is wild.
It's weird. Like, why don't they just, like, put up a selfie that they already put on their Instagram? Like, that's going to be a million times better.
And then put their at name.
Yeah.
Like, let us go. Let's start the social media.
I would love if they had a thing where it was, like, Colton looking at their social media and, like, his first reactions. Like, wouldn't that be interesting?
Yeah. It would be.
Right?
I think they're still... Yeah, I would love that. They're still holding on to this, like...
Like, I don't want to see Chrissy.
The limo entrance is so paramount to The Bachelor.
Right,
yeah.
And I think they don't want to undercut that with, like... What we actually want to see is him sitting there on Instagram being like, oh,
I'm even saying, instead of Chris Harrison, like, going on there, like, doing this Facebook Live where he introduces the contestants, like, just have Colton going through it and being like, wow, this girl's hot. Like,
whatever. Yeah, I like her this or like this. Yeah.
I don't know.
I think that'd be interesting. Switch it up. I've been doing the same thing for 45 years.
And your Instagram is your highlight reel. Like, right. It's the exact same thing as what they're interviewing you for. Yeah. So. Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Okay. My overall initial thoughts, I mean, seeing as Colton's only 26, we already knew going into this that it's going to be some babies. Mm-hmm. So I was not looking forward to that particularly. It's just hard to... Because The Bachelor takes itself so seriously, because at the end they have this proposal, it's hard to take 22-year-olds seriously or looking for... It's, like, going to be really weird and hard to suspend my reality watching this season, seeing as some of the girls are so... And some of them even look so young. Mm-hmm. They look younger than 22, yet they're vying for a ring at the end. Like, it's... I don't know. I'm already kind of like...
Yeah.
Like, how am I going to do this?
Although, maybe baby Becca has taught us.
Oh, yeah.
The youngest. Maybe might be the most ready.
Yeah, and the most That's true. She was the most ready.
She was ready.
Yeah. That's true. As we know.
Very true. Yeah. But I agree. Racial diversity. I think I counted 11 women of color.
That's
definitely got to be a record of some sort.
Yeah.
I do think it's still a missed opportunity for body diversity.
Yes.
Which they still just, they're not even touching at all. Like, just whatsoever.
Drives me.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Even hair diversity. There was a redhead. But we're still getting the same, like, long curls.
We got the pixie cut with Becca. She made...
There's always one.
There's always one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. With some funky hair something. Yeah. But, yeah, we got a redhead this year. And then, what else did I want to say? For me, personally, I think overall, cute group of girls. I didn't have any, like, noticeable favorites for me. That could be because the bios are so short, so I couldn't make a strong opinion.
Exactly.
So I'll just have to wait and see. But I feel like in the past, I've, like, read bios, and I'm like, I love this girl. And this one, I kind of ended, and I was like, okay.
Yes.
All right, let's start the season, I guess.
Yeah.
First girl up is Alex. And I will... Oh, you have her. Look at Ashley already. So on ABC.com, they didn't show her full body photo, but Alex is sporting a Everest green...
Like, deep V.
Jumpsuit.
Very cute. Mm-hmm. I like it.
With a watch. That looks like it costs money, that watch.
Do y'all remember Blakely?
Blakely. What season? Who's that? What
season was she on? She was on Ben F. Do y'all watch that season?
I did. The wine guy.
Right? Yeah.
I
don't remember. She reminds me of Blakely from that season.
Ah. Mm-hmm. I put on Instagram, I thought she looked like Brooke Burns.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Actress, right?
Yeah.
When she was, like, brunette.
Yeah.
So Alex is 29. She's from Vancouver. She's a dog rescuer. Solid age. Probably the age that Colton should be dating.
28?
Yeah. Or no, she's 29.
Oh, 29. Okay.
She's one of the older ones, so we'll see if he goes for her or he's going more for the young ones. Mm-hmm.
If she's a dog rescuer, he's going to love that.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. She's a dog rescuer. She saved almost 5,000 dogs, she wrote. Oof. I personally love dogs, so I love her already. Colton's a big dog lover, so they're definitely gonna have a connection there, I think, right?
Well, and y'all know this, but there always has to be one Canadian person in the cast. Because there's such a huge audience in Canada.
But they have Bachelor Canada, don't they?
Well, but it's relatively new. Oh. So they still love the American ones so much.
That they have to bring a contestant regardless.
Yeah. Hmm.
Did not know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either, but that is a consistency. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's at least one person from Canada. Yeah.
That's why.
Wow. Alex, stay in Canada. It's not that great.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah.
Just go for the Bachelor
there.
That's
all I'm saying. Go for Bachelor Canada.
I mean, Kevin. Like,
yeah.
Oh, my God. That's right. Come on, man. Love Kevin.
So, yeah, Alex looks pleasant. I think she'll have a connection with...
I think she'll be really nice. If she saved 5,000 dogs, you're really nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think she can either be really nice and normal, or she can be, like, weird, like, crunchy granola, the world, vegetarian, vegan person who I don't
like. So, I don't know. And, like, at least she already has a platform. Like, she's gonna bring visibility to her cause. So.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Good point. Alex, we're a fan. We're a fan of her. Who's next, Justine?
Alex D, right? Mm-hmm. Or is it Alexa Alex?
Alex D.
Alex D, mm-hmm. 23. Little youngin', little baby. Also, profession is a sloth.
What?
So we're at the first gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like it's just a code for lazy. I don't really know why they would put that. And then, in my opinion, right, if you're going to go there. I don't know why this girl is in her picture in this light blue camisole, and I don't know why she's not in a sloth costume.
God,
she should be full out in a sloth costume.
Right.
Like, if they're going to do this whole thing, then do it, because that's, like, the only thing that stood out for me in her two-sentence
bio. I think
she
does show up in one.
In a sloth costume?
Yeah.
That's exciting. She's definitely going to be a gimmick.
Yeah.
Of
some sort.
Yeah. But then that, like, makes me sad for her, because I'm like, if you have to do that, does that mean, like, you're kind of boring? Like, there's nothing else, sparkling about your personality that you already have to wear this costume.
Thing, yeah. I think her sloth, whatever is going to be her thing.
Yeah.
She's also from Boston.
Oh, yeah, she's a Patriots fan,
she's
right?
She's a Patriots fan. She's like Boston through and through. I think that's also going to be her thing. And she's going to get on my fucking nerves.
Yeah, yep, yep.
Just putting that out there.
Yep.
I've said it before, I don't trust white men wearing Red Sox baseball hats.
Nope.
That is just a thing.
Very frightening.
Come from a family of strong Yankees fans.
Yeah.
And just always been very dubious of Boston people. Shout out to the Boston listeners. Love y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. She's giving me strong Boston vibes just from her bio, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she might get on my nerves, but I still love the Boston listeners.
Yeah. Love you guys, but yeah, no. And that's still not even... that's still not even enough. Like, your city where you're from...
Yeah,
there's got to be something more to you.
That's all we know about her.
Yeah.
She's from Boston, and she moves slowly.
Mm-hmm.
Also, sloths have poisonous toenails.
Ew.
Yeah,
what?
So, like, I feel like
is
I don't want to be a sloth. No. She didn't think this through.
No, girl. That was not a good one to choose.
She just saw Chris being, what was he, a chicken?
Oh, yeah, that chicken guy.
A goose.
Oh, Chris R. The
Chris
goose.
R. He was a goose. Know. Yeah, I don't know.
Or left shark or dolphin? What was that?
Oh,
one?
Yeah.
Oh, what's her face?
She was definitely left shark, but she said she was a dolphin.
She said she was a dolphin, but she came out of a shark costume.
Oh, my Lord have mercy.
All right. what's her name? Alex. She's cute.
Yeah, she's cute. I guess we'll see her in a sloth costume, and that's all I got because.
Yeah. She's cute in like a. How Anna Kendrick is like.
Yeah!
Cute. Men love her, but I don't understand it.
Yes!
You know what I mean?
There are those women, like Olivia Munn.
She's cute.
She is cute, but I'm like, men be dying, like, I would die over her. I'm like, would you? For real? And Jessica Biel, she's another one of those girls.
Yeah.
She is kind of wholesome.
Wholesome.
I predict not past night one.
Yeah.
I don't know if she'll make the cut.
We're not getting enough from this bio. And it's very stunty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
She's coming with... already too many things, gimmick or whatever.
Yeah.
Next, Angela.
Yeah!
Her first woman to go. She's 28. She's from Hamilton, New Jersey. So she's a Jersey girl like me and Justine. She's a marketing salesperson.
A job.
A for real job.
Yep.
My first thought when I saw Angelique is she looks like a 90s R&B singer.
Yeah.
Yes, she could be part of SWV.
Yes. She legit looks like she's an SWV. The haircut, the smile.
Yeah.
Like, you can see her just like belting, no, no, no. Like, I can see it. I can hear it.
Yeah.
Love that. I also recognize that top from Express. Oh, I almost bought it myself. So she's just all the way relatable.
Yeah. Right? Yes, definitely.
All the way.
I would have loved to see some clip-ins. I would have loved to see a little bit more volume. I'm sure her hair is beautiful in real life.
Mm-hmm.
But in the picture, it's coming off a little thin.
A little flat.
Yeah, a little flat.
Yeah.
We'd love to see a different part. But you know what? Otherwise, gorgeous, though.
Mm-hmm.
Love the makeup.
And she has nice dimples.
Yeah, she has cute dimples. First thought, actually, was her dimples.
Yeah.
They're stunning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have to keep in mind at this point they've like been locked away in a hotel room for like 3 days and they're like slowly going crazy and like sleeping on shitty hotel pillows and just like shitty hotel water. Like,
yeah.
It's actually a common theme I think in a lot of these pictures is most of the hair is not great.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because they kind of just like swept like we're going to take cast bio pictures now, like slapping what you
and
got.
And you don't get hair and makeup at this point.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You gotta come with your stuff. I like that it's short.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so it's
I like the
hair diversity.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, her bio doesn't tell us not a goddamn thing.
Nothing.
She's yeah, no.
Into corny jokes, and she's a small town Jersey girl.
This That's might be one of the most disappointing bios.
Yeah, it literally told us nothing.
Two sentences?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then half of it is about Colton.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is odd.
We got nothing. So.
This bachelor intern sucked.
Right. Didn't do your job. But she cute, so yeah, she we'll is. Be looking for her, Angelique.
Mm-hmm. Right. So next up, we have Annie, who's 23.
Baby.
Yeah, little baby. She is grew up on a farm. I feel like she has an accent of some sort. I could tell by this photo. You know, you could look at somebody and be like, she has an accent.
So mm-hmm. she met Colton on Ellen.
Oh, right. She won Ellen. That's right.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, she was one of the three who met Colton on Ellen.
Mm-hmm.
She won the little contest.
Yep. She's a horseback rider.
Loves
gang, gang. Out mm-hmm. here. Love horses. Me too.
Can I say one thing? I think it's always interesting how... So, it says Annie, 23, New York, but then she's actually from Wisconsin.
Oh, right.
It's interesting how they choose some people to write where they currently live versus some people to write where they're, like, from...
I guess part of their story. Like, I moved from a small town to New York City.
Or whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, she does kind of have an accent in her thing on Ellen, but she's from Wisconsin.
Yeah, she did have a subtle little accent there.
Wisconsin, they have accents.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. With certain words and stuff. All
right.
Yeah.
All right. What else?
That was it, right?
She went to University of Alabama.
Okay.
Oh, maybe that's where she got the accent.
Maybe. Because those accents are serious.
You pick up on that.
Yeah.
Oh, I got part that of you. From... Okay, so E! News, to the listeners, if those bios also were not very satisfying for you, E! News did a whole dig into their social media, so we got some more information. So, she just graduated.
Oh, my God.
Like, literally just graduated from University of Alabama. Which is infamous. People go there to find a husband. Like, those women don't play.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, they go there to find a man. So, she didn't find her man, so she's going on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
I kind of like her quote.
What'd she say?
I am Beyonce always, by Michael Scott.
Oh, wow. Onto her social media.
I am Beyonce always.
Okay, Annie.
I like that.
Yeah, I like that too, Annie.
That's cute.
Yeah.
She might be fun. What else? So, yeah, I think it's interesting she went to Alabama because, as I said, that's, like, quintessential women go there to, like, find their husband. They want to leave.
Mm-hmm.
So she might have a little bit in that in
her.
Yeah. But also she lives in New York, works in finance. Like, she's surrounded by, like, career-driven women who are thinking about marriage. So I wonder, like, which kind of side of the coin she plays. But also
and
she's
Colton
on The Bachelor,
seemed like he really liked her on Ellen.
He did. He seemed totally into her. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see about her. She cute. I don't like her top, though.
Yeah.
She's like she's wearing a bridesmaid's dress to me.
Yeah.
Right? Like the material and the color.
And the color.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That, like, grayish seafoam.
So if the stylist comes around and approves what you're going to wear in these pictures.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh.
So it has to be solid.
Okay.
Usually.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sometimes they don't want it to be, like, too revealing in terms of, like, cleavage and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So...
So she got the stamp of approval on this bridesmaid's top. Next up is Brie, 24, from LA. She's a model, so she's already getting my side eye.
Yeah.
She's 35,000 Instagram followers.
Oh.
So we got an influencer just like
okay.
I said on Instagram, she looks like Lauren Bushnell. Is that her name?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't she look very much like Ben Higgins? Ben Higgins is Lauren.
Mixed with Mikkel.
Mixed with a little Mikkel.
Yeah.
I could see that. She had a couple more inches on the hair.
Hopefully on Mikkel's inches.
So yeah, she's cute. She played soccer 8 years. She loves to hike, camp, snowboard. So she's like athletic kind of
Girl. Like outdoorsy
type girl. So I think Colton will appreciate that. She said her biggest dating fear was farting too loud.
Girl. Is this part of the crazy? Do they ask you these questions when you're locked in the room?
Oh, you take like a 40-page questionnaire where you reveal things like this.
Oh.
And they use that for your bio?
You don't know what they're going to use.
What they're going to
use. Right.
Yeah, like I wouldn't have said I was scared of singing karaoke if I knew it would be used against me.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Oh, okay. So maybe she uses as a defense mechanism, like, I'm not going to be eating too much fiber. what else are they going to do? They're not going to scare me into, like, waterboarding. Not waterboarding.
Waterboarding?
That went tense.
We're on The Bachelor doing a torture theme date.
The Bachelor, Guantanamo.
Group date. Yikes.
Survives. Gets through.
Yikes. Yeah.
But any sort of fear, like a fear of heights or anything like that.
Yeah.
Like,
that's how they got Annalise.
That is hell.
She was scared of everything.
She was scared of every damn thing and ended up on every group date with that fear. Man. Wow. So she probably played it smart by saying something like stupid. Mm-hmm. And they're not going to put her on a fart date. Like,
right. Although I hope that happens.
That would be amazing for us. But like, what actually would that be? So we see Brie trying to be strategic there.
Yeah.
I like her modeling pose. Like, you could tell she's a model.
Yeah. Definitely tell she's a model.
Yeah, she knows how to take a picture.
Mm-hmm. She knows what she's doing. Mm-hmm. I like her little top. It's cute.
Yeah, I think she's cute, too.
She's cute, yeah. So, yeah, that's about all we got from the bio.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Next is Kaylin, right?
Oh, Kaylin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kaylin, to me, is just reminiscent of Caroline. In my head.
Really?
The beauty queen. Yeah, just like brunette beauty queen. She's young, though, 23, it said that she flew to Japan on a first date, and I don't know why she didn't just stick with him.
Yeah, what was that?
Like, why didn't you just marry that person?
We need to know the story behind
this. Must know the story behind this. Like, you were Miss... what's the state?
She was Miss North Carolina.
Okay.
Runner-up for Miss Virginia. Oh. And here's a good thing about her. Her platform is victim advocacy for rape and sexual assault.
Kaylin.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So
that's
a great thing about her.
Okay.
Another woman with a platform.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great. One of my first thought when I first saw her, I thought she looked like a Mormon sister wife who has escaped the compound and is styling herself for the first time.
Wow.
What she got on?
Oh, no.
This magenta top, these earrings.
Those earrings.
Like, she dressed herself for the first time after escaping from some, like, bunker somewhere.
Yeah, they look like they're from...
So I was shocked to hear that she was a beauty queen. I was like, oh, okay.
I think I gotta say that that was probably, like, the stylist was like, wear this. Right? Because...
I hope so.
Look at the bottom.
The bottom is
bad. Is it super wrinkly?
I don't know if that's wrinkly.
Is that
the style?
Ooh. Also, why are they showing people's Instagram followers? Like, is that just something E was doing?
Yeah, that's
okay. I was like, what?
That's just E's website.
They have so many followers. They're like,
I mean, she's Miss,
Miss North Carolina.
So she has a little bit more of a platform. But that is one thing I noticed, that a lot of the girls... And I think it's just the young 20s world. They all have a lot of followers.
They have a lot.
Yeah.
Even my little cousin, she's like 19, 20. She's like 2,000 followers.
Yeah.
Who's following you? They just all have naturally like a base level of like $1,500.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Well, and here's another interesting thing about Kaylin, and this is going to come up when you see what Hannah's. Hannah B and Kaylin have been in pageants together.
Yes.
So they know each other.
They know each other. Yeah.
That circuit is small.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both in the South, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Interesting.
And I love me some pageant drama.
Yeah, right?
I love pageant drama. You guys remember that show on MTV where they had, it was like Miss Universe, Miss America, and Miss Teen USA all lived together?
Yeah.
In one apartment?
Yeah.
Ooh, a mess.
Oh, I don't know that one.
It was so good. They all had these boyfriends that were as dumb as rocks. It was so good.
Oh,
it was such a good show.
Yeah.
And, like, Miss Universe is, like, 30. And then Miss USA is, like, 25. 21. And then Miss Teen USA is a child.
Yeah.
And all they all live together.
So that was a big thing about her being on the show,
mm-hmm.
is that if the current Miss America...
Mm-hmm.
Or Miss USA, I don't know which one it is,
mm-hmm.
couldn't or made it as Miss Universe, then mm-hmm. Kaylin was going to have to step in because she's runner-up.
Oh, as her, like, duties.
Her pageant duties.
So she might have had to leave the
mm-hmm.
season.
Oh, my God.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So the or I guess, is that a spoiler?
No, it's not a spoiler. Oh, yeah. That's just the thing.
That's just the thing. Yeah.
And that explains her charity tie-in, too.
Yeah. Because
those
yeah.
pageant girls right. are into the charity
tie-in.
They have
to have a cause or something mm-hmm. that they fight for.
Yeah.
I think Colton will like her.
Yeah.
He has his,
I hope so.
Cystic fibrosis.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He has a whole wing in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I think they'll connect. I see them. That could be their first sit-down conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Talking
mm-hmm.
about their causes and whatnot. But that magenta top has got to go.
Gotta go, girl. Burn it.
Please. Next up is Caitlyn.
Caitlyn ain't playing in this picture.
Mm-hmm.
Looking damn. Like Sandra D from Grease.
I like that look.
Black on black. I like the look.
It's cute.
Mm-hmm. Very cute. She got pretty blue eyes. She looks like she could be tops 4'11". She looks tiny.
She looks tiny.
Oh, yeah.
Looks bite size. She does. But I do love her outfit.
Yeah.
Caitlyn is 25. She's a realtor from Toronto, another Canadian. Why these Canadians are coming over here?
Why?
I'm trying to get over there.
Right.
Right. Like, stay there. It's
stay
better.
Stay there. What is, why is anyone trying to move over here right now? Bio, similarly, didn't give that much. Loves photography, loves painting, loves singing in the shower. I feel like she's going to come with some gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to come out the limo with a camera or a painting or singing a song like one of those.
Like Carly song. With the karaoke
with
machine.
With the karaoke singing. Machine, yes. She's gonna be one of those. So we'll see. So what E! News found was, so she's a realtor, and they went on her like real estate agent website. Very interesting. The website is like unfinished. And she's seemingly like a partner in this firm, but the whole thing looks sketch.
Hmm.
Her partner looks like a sleazeball.
She's scamming?
Oh, no.
I don't know. She's allegedly a realtor, but this website did not look very legit. And,
It looks like a Bravo show.
It does. Yeah, it does.
Oh, my
Stark
gosh.
Stark Realty.
He looks like he's trying to look 29. He is a
he
solid
is smiling
49.
Too hard.
Too hard.
Yeah.
And then, you
look
know, when,
yes.
you know when a website's still being built? And
yeah,
it like has,
right, so it has that, like, subtext or whatever.
Are
whatever.
They dating?
Right?
They look at that close to
they're very chummy. So, but then yet they're being
how
mentioned.
Are you mentioned?
And all, but your website's not complete. Caitlyn, girl, what's happening? And what?
No! Just, he looks like a vampire.
Yeah, he does. He looks like he'll take your soul from you.
So I will be paying close attention when she talks about her profession and her career.
Yeah.
To know more about what this is, because this website is not doing it.
She's also 25, looks a lot older in these pictures.
Is that her real, like, text? So are people going to be texting her?
Her, oh, her real
we
phone.
We can ask her a question. Like, I feel like we should text her.
Caitlyn, what up? What's up with this website?
Oh
I can
God.
Connect you with a one developer because this shit is trash. So yeah, I'm paying close attention to when she talks about her real estate career
because
this seems sketchy.
Does that K look weird in that Stark Reality?
Here?
Yeah.
This could maybe be a R. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wow, they got Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Google Play. Plus, what is it?
Google Play. What's Google. On the YouTube?
Yeah, what is on the... Oh, just YouTube.com?
It just opened to YouTube.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
It's just not... Yeah, it's not
this
finished.
This website is a mess.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Caitlyn. Girl, you gotta come correct.
Yeah, she gotta,
you gotta come
more
with
correct
this website done already.
A little bit more.
She has good hair.
So, very beautiful hair.
Yeah, she does. She's really, really
yeah,
pretty.
She's very pretty. I love her little styling.
Yeah.
But, girl, what's happening?
Yeah, what is going on here?
So, that was Caitlyn.
So, this is one instance of hair looking a little weird.
Yeah, Cassie.
A little greasy.
A little limp.
Mm-hmm.
A little dry shampoo with the root.
Yeah.
If you look at her on her Instagram, she is gorgeous. And her sister is, like, in Hallmark movies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's in one right now. It's, like, A Christmas for Snow White or something like that. I butchered the, like, title, but it's something like that.
And her sister is dating, I have to write his name down, Greg Sulkin, for the babies out there. He was on Wizards of Waverly Place.
Oh.
Pretty Little Liars. He famously dated Bella Thorne.
Oh.
He's like a legit actor.
Oh, okay.
And her sister is dating him.
Mm.
So she's like kind of like in Hollywood world, maybe?
She was also on a web series from whatever college she went to that's like ultra-Christian.
Oh, oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
A Christian web series.
Right. Yeah. What?
Yeah. I feel like now I have to look it up because I can't
remember. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I need to know this.
But, yeah, it exists. You can watch it.
Cute. Wait, is this the girl, I think when I read her bio, she's Cassie, she's 23. Did it say that she is completing her degree?
Yes.
I had questions about that. Oh, well.
Cassie, girl, you need to go back to school. And she's a speech therapist, right?
So I was wondering, when they say completing her degree, is she finishing up her bachelor's? Or is she doing her master's in speech pathology?
Oh, maybe.
She's 23,
maybe.
So she could be in her master's.
She could just year, gone straight in?
But she could also be a senior.
She, yes, she could be a senior. Yeah.
Well,
that's wild. Girl, you need to go help our stuttering youth.
Right.
You cannot be on The Bachelor.
And I don't want to watch college students competing for love.
No, competing to be a wife? No.
No.
Right. No.
That's not what I signed up to watch this show.
You're still growing and learning.
Literally. Yeah. Literally still growing. You have finals next week. Like, what? She's cute, though.
Yeah, she is.
Her hair needed some zhuzhing.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Oh, what
definitely
are her hands doing?
She don't know what she do with her hands either.
28,000
Instagram followers, though.
Wow.
These people, they're coming in with followers already. Just trying to grow. Ready. Yeah. Wow. Okay, Kat. Okay.
Oh, all right.
Nice.
Next up is Catherine, 26. She could be from nowhere else but South Florida looking like this.
Yeah.
DJ. She's definitely done some work to that face.
Yeah.
She looks older than 26.
She does.
Because she's definitely touched her face.
She does. Definitely put her extensions in, though.
She got the extensions in.
That might be a full-on wig.
My first thought of who she looked like, I had to look up the name of the actress, Jennifer Coolidge.
Oh, no.
The you already know her? The bend and snap lady from Legally Blonde.
Wait, give her more credit.
American Pie.
Jennifer Coolidge is amazing.
Cinderella Story. She's fantastic.
But Jennifer Coolidge is like 58
Catherine,
years old.
You're 26. You should not be looking like her.
Do y'all watch The Good Place?
The Good Place?
No, but this is the second time today that I've heard about The Good Place.
What is that?
Okay, well, y'all have to watch it because her description of her bio sounds like a character from The Good Place.
Oh, gosh.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's The Good Place? I haven't heard of this song.
It's with Kristen Bell.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And
I like her.
Who else is it? Ted Danson.
Oh.
And it's about like,
yeah.
All these people who end up in what they think is heaven, even though Kristen Bell doesn't think she belongs there. Mm-hmm. So she's trying to like fit in to stay. But you have to watch it because
ooh, that sounds so cute.
Oh, it's so good. It's only 30 minutes, so you'll like be able to go through it. Yeah.
Okay. The Good Place. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Catherine here, she got a cute little body. This outfit, though, that's why I said she looks like a South Florida mother trying to look hip at the club with her young daughter. The leopard Natasha belt is what killed it for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's doing a lot.
It is.
It's doing
it
a
is
lot.
And it's like way too big, so this, it's got this like hanging penis effect.
Oh no.
On her. Yeah. You know what I mean? Ooh, I hate that hanging belt.
Ooh. Yeah. But she's another realtor by day, upcoming hip hop DJ by night.
Hip hop DJ?
Yes, I think that's what it said.
I didn't know it was a hip hop DJ.
That was on Instagram,
I
think.
I can't listen to that without laughing. I don't know why.
Upcoming hip hop DJ by night, trying to make a name for herself in the Fort Lauderdale club scene.
DJ Agro. Beep, 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 beep.
Oh, this is just pure comedy.
Catherine, why are you looking at 870?
You are not making a name for yourself in the DJ community.
I hope she traded tricks of the trade with everyone else.
Yeah.
Because this is not it, girl. This is not it. According to the preview for Colton season, I think she's going to be a villain.
Yeah.
Oh.
Seems like.
She looks like one. She looks like the evil stepmother from the Cinderella story.
She's literally saying in that picture, I'm not here to make friends.
Yeah. That's gonna be the first thing out of her mouth in her little like package.
She's gonna like steal him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, she's gonna do all that. But all right, Catherine's really out here trying.
She is trying.
Trying very hard. Bless her.
Okay. next is Courtney.
Courtney, beautiful black girl.
Mm-hmm. With a fresh weave out here. Yes. Love it.
Love it.
She is a caterer and like an actress or something.
Oh.
No? Okay, she's a caterer. She's a caterer from Georgia, which means she can cook down.
I've been to her website.
Okay.
I want to make things from her website. Ooh. She's a great cook.
She's like a food blogger, too?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And she's only 23.
Yeah,
and has her own catering company. That's, like, legit.
She's a badass. Yeah,
she's a badass. Yeah. And she's very cute. I love her little
bodysuit
tucked in with the jeans. She's a nice little body to her. She's cute.
Yeah, she's cute.
Love it. What else?
Is there anything else about Courtney?
Let's see. Born in Germany.
Oh, yeah, born in Germany. I, like, glossed over that. I feel like maybe army brat.
Maybe.
Yeah. Most likely.
Yeah.
She's the oldest of five.
Ooh.
So she kind of, like, I think she could have, like, good, like, motherly, warm instincts, I could think. Yeah. I don't think she's going to be stirring up shit or anything in the house. I think she's going to be, like, laying it low.
That's probably how she learned to cook.
And, yeah, very successful for her age.
Yeah.
And the fact, she's 23, but she could be a very, like, Becca M 23, because she's the oldest of five. Mm-hmm. She's kind of, like, raised these other siblings, because she's the oldest.
Exactly.
So she, and she's from the South as well, so I'm sure she's, like, feeling ready. And who is next? Demi?
Her picture is making me afraid. Her eyes. I feel like she's really looking into my
looking
brain.
Into it. 23, interior designer from Red Oak, Texas.
Okay.
She doesn't look a day over 17. And that top is not helping her either.
No, it's not. She got that from the Forever 21. Maybe even the Easy Pickings.
Ooh.
Or a pretty girl. A pretty girl.
Francesca's like one of those. I don't have nothing in common with this girl. Proud country girl. She's into ATVing, fishing, watching WWE. Like,
whoa.
I don't have nothing to talk to you
about. I like ATVing, and I secretly like WWE. So maybe Demi.
Okay, you can hang with her.
We can hang out.
Y'all can hang.
Come on the show.
And according to Instagram, her Instagram handle's cute. It's Demi_not_Lovato.
That's cute.
That's cute and creative. And she's also an aspiring model and actress. So I don't know about that interior design career, but
I think she like works at West Elm.
Oh.
Or something.
Okay. Like at the store.
Yeah.
And she like helps people out.
Williams Noma.
Yeah. Like something like that. It might be one of those.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I thought she was gonna be the villain.
Really? Why do you think that?
Because they say at the end of it, keep an eye on this one, Bachelor Nation.
Ooh.
What's that mean?
I don't know.
Demi's about to stir some shit.
Yep.
She's young. She ain't got none to lose. So I can totally see that.
She, has, the Corinne thing going for her.
Yes,
you know?
She does.
Like, really long hair.
Long blonde hair. Cute little innocent face. But we'll see when she opens that mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What comes out of it. So, that's that girl. Demi.
Next is Devin. I'm going to mark as person of color.
She's definitely a person of color.
Yeah. Not sure what, Devin. We'll see what you rep.
She looks black to me. What you mean?
But she looks racially ambiguous to me.
Okay.
She could easily be
claiming her.
She could easily be Asian, Indonesian or something.
No, Justine, what?
She could be.
She is a black woman, maybe biracial with white. Indonesian? What are you talking about?
I try not to put people in a box. It's 2018.
I try, but let's form the optics. That's what I'm going to say.
She's a broadcast journalist, right, in Oregon. So she has a lot of free time. I feel like she's looking for a way to come to LA, and this is the best way to do it, which, Devin, I applaud you. Can we scroll down and see her Instagram following?
Yes.
All right. 1855. All right. Not bad.
So we learned. So she went to University of Georgia, and then she went to Arizona State University to study broadcast journalism. And I guess she's now working at a local station in Oregon. Which made me think a lot about, so if you study broadcast journalism and you're, job searching, I guess you just have to do a nationwide search.
You end up.
Like Olivia. I think Olivia.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
at a news anchor. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I guess that's how you end up in like Oregon or like random ass places.
Yeah.
Because you just need a job doing journalism. Mm-hmm. What else?
And her Instagram bio says Libra Sun, Leo Moon, Gemini Rising. So my girl is hippy dippy.
I have no idea what that means.
Yeah, that's a lot. It's probably like her sign, but this is what people be saying, where their sun and their moon and their stars are arising, and then the rising one, and then all these things. Okay. When's your birthday, girl?
Yeah, what you mean? Yeah, which one are you? She's cute. She's really into sports, so I guess mm-hmm. they can talk about that.
Yep. Like peace and lovey, hippie-ish.
Yeah.
This like top is, I'm not feeling it.
I like the color of it.
I like the color of it, but with the black pant, it's like not doing it for me.
I feel like it's the same kind of material as Kaylin's.
Oh, yeah, that magenta.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that terrible mm-hmm. top.
That was like wrinkly. Yeah.
Yeah. Worse, Kaylin. Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they went to the same store.
Mm-hmm.
Got that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll be rooting for you, Devin.
Yep.
And we'll see what happens later. All right, more diversity. We got Elise the redhead. She's 31.
What are you doing here, girl?
She's the elder right now. 31 yeah. is not old, but
nope.
with this gang of 22-year-olds, she's the old one. 31, makeup artist mm-hmm. from, is that Alaska?
Oh, yeah, Alaska and then transported to somewhere, right? Oh, yeah, to Scottsdale.
Yeah, sold. Satna, Alaska, population 4,100. That means tiny, but okay. not that small for Alaska, I think. I think she's really pretty.
Yeah, I think so too.
Very pretty.
She reminds me of someone, and I'm blanking on her name, and I'm so mad that I can't even like think of who it is. Like, what's the movie? Y'all are going to be like, how do you not remember her name? With Benjamin Buttons? Like Brad Pitt.
Kate Blanchett.
She looks like Kate Blanchett.
I can see that. I can totally see that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Love it. And she, I think, do redheads, is green just their color?
It is.
Just their color. So mm-hmm. she knew what fits with her, you know, and she went for it. She looks beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I feel like because she's a makeup artist, she knew that.
Yeah.
Like,
she knows what brings out the eyes.
Yeah. She knows her color spectrum.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All of that. So she's from Alaska, but she now lives in Scottsdale. She's a makeup artist. I've never been to Arizona, never been to Scottsdale. I feel like Scottsdale, Arizona, and Tempe, Arizona are where a lot of reality people come from.
Mm-hmm.
Has anyone else noticed this?
Ari's
from Scottsdale. I feel like on MTV, all of their shows that they cast, there's always at least one or two girls from Tempe, Arizona. I don't know nothing about Tempe, Arizona, but I know when I think reality shows, I think of Tempe and Scottsdale.
Well, I was going to say, University of Arizona, I feel like it's a party school.
It's one of the top party schools.
Yeah,
yeah.
Big one.
Yeah.
So.
So I guess it's a breeding ground.
Yeah.
So she's there. Didn't learn much. She loves hiking, reading, food, wine with friends. She's also a sunless tanning tech and a lash extension artist.
All right.
So she can help everyone out.
She'll be everyone's best friend, making them all look good. I wonder if she's going to be too mature for Colton.
Yeah, I wonder that. That's why I said, what are you doing here? But maybe she could be here to make her way to paradise.
Okay.
I could see her doing that, like really making a personality for herself and then getting on Paradise and getting like a Kevin.
And someone more age appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I feel like she should have been on Ari's season or Nick's season.
Yes, yeah.
You know?
For sure.
It's an odd season. Yeah.
Colton's a baby.
Yeah.
Who's next?
Next is
Erica.
25. She says she's a ball of energy and a great sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that she is batshit crazy. That's how I read that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I feel like anyone who describes themselves as a ball of energy is just going to be annoying to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I can already foresee Colton, like, in his confessionals being like, I just love her energy. Mm-hmm. Like, those blanket statements that mean nothing to me. I can just foresee that.
Her
already.
Shirt is weird to me.
Terrible.
Yeah. What is going on
Terrible.
With that?
Terrible. I don't know. The root front ruching.
Yeah, it's not showing up.
It looks
good.
Like meat curtains.
Very low. Oh, ew. No, I can't unsee
that.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, but like makes
and
me...
it's the color too, mm-hmm. the red, like red meat.
Like why?
like red meat.
Even like the fit of it, like it's coming off of her shoulder, like it's not even
fitting right. It's low. She got no necklace on. Like
they couldn't help her out.
They just did her dirty.
They did. And she's a recruiter from California. Okay. So
cute,
and you know, mm-hmm. California girl. We'll see.
And she's known as the Nut.
Yeah, she's known as the nut.
Her last name is K N U T T. Which
okay,
that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, little pun or was that a pun? Is that the right?
Yeah,
thing?
Yeah, yeah. Like play on her last name.
Grammar term.
Yeah. Then she said that her talent is being able to eat whatever she wants without gaining weight. Which right. girl? Okay, that's not a talent.
Yeah,
that's just genes.
Don't say that.
And don't say that.
And don't say that.
Out here who are struggling.
Right, Erica.
I wish I didn't gain weight, girl. What?
Gain weight looking at food, Erica. God
well, wait till you're in the bachelor house because you can't work out. You're eating like the shittiest food ever, and you're just like drinking all the time. So
they don't have a gym in the house.
No, they don't want you to work out because they can't do your audio when you're working out. Because then you won't be talking to people. You know what I mean?
Oh, so they want you to be interacting at all times. Mm-hmm. So girls don't even just, like, go outside and just run a couple laps or do some lunges real quick?
If you do, you have to go with another person.
And make it, like, a scene to talk about something.
You have no alone time. Oh, my God.
Oof. Damn, so everybody's blowing up in the house?
Basically. What? There was a girl on my season who, like, I don't know if this is too much information, but she, like, couldn't poop at all. She had, like, 14 pounds of, like, constipation.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
That happens,
they're feeding
though.
You guys terrible food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she, I think, just, like, anxiety, too, of, like, going through the process.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Right? That's real.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's stressful, too. You're, like, going on dates. You're just, like.
And you're, like, that.
Yeah, you're
bringing a friend on a date.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus. Bless her. Yeah, that's rough. Is that it for Erica?
Yeah. That's all we got.
All right. Throw that top out. That's all I got to say. Next is Erin.
Mm.
28, her occupation is listed as Cinderella.
I can't.
She's from Plano, Texas. Justine, what are your thoughts on her makeup? You are the makeup expert.
Okay, so my thoughts on her makeup, she looks way older than 28 to me. Mm-hmm. That's number one. Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. Mm-hmm. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
Mm-hmm. It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helps me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
Mm-hmm. Number two.
Got some heavy lashes.
Heavy lashes, which I don't mind. Mm-hmm. I like a good lash. I'm not a fan of a metallic lip, especially not a metallic, like, pumpkin spice lip.
Ooh.
Not into it.
And it's very matchy to the dress.
Yep. Which you too. Oh, I can't stand.
Yeah, you yeah.
Look at me rolling up my sleeves right now. I can't stand it. And I really like a focus on the skin. And I feel like she focused on her lips and her eyes. And I, especially as we get older, would like to see more of a focus on, like, nice, beautiful, glowing skin. Like, you eat your vegetables and lay outside all day.
Mm-hmm.
And she is still in that, like, kind of, like, heavy makeup phase, which I'm not a fan of.
Mm. She needs more, like, dewy glow to her.
Yeah. She
look
just...
Look at me throwing out words. That's all I'm saying.
I think her eyebrow color is wrong, too.
They're
yeah,
dark.
It's very dark.
Yeah.
They almost are red.
Yeah. They do have a very warm
tint. Yeah, it's matching
her
lips.
She matched her shirt to her eyebrows.
And her lips.
That's true. Her eyebrows do have a red tint to it, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. That happens, though. When you have too warm of a pencil, it's not, like, ashy enough.
Mm.
You get that, like, reddish, warm weirdness.
She has quite the nose contour, too.
She sure does.
Sharp.
My girl very has a sharp. Whole new nose.
Woo. Very sharp.
Yep.
I like her hair, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like her hair.
It's full and thick. Looks like nice and thick.
Mm-hmm.
So she works... I think why she called herself Cinderella, she works full-time for her stepmother's home improvement business.
Did you also get into that she likes pumpkin spice lattes?
Yes.
So that's also Cinderella pun? Because that bitch goes away in a pumpkin?
I never would have thought that.
I did not draw that conclusion.
I wrote a whole soliloquy about this girl. I was like, bitch, do you really think we'd all be Cinderella? What the hell does that mean? Like,
so I'm not a Starbucks person. You love Starbucks.
I do.
Are you a Starbucks person, Ashley?
I mean, if I need it, I just usually make coffee at home.
That's what I've been doing.
What is the pumpkin spice latte thing? Like, every fall, it's like a thing.
Oh, yeah. It's a culture.
Do you like them?
I don't know.
No.
Okay. What is, like, what is your Starbucks order?
My Starbucks order currently is a grande, sometimes iced if it's hot enough. But if it's not, just a grande almond, 2-pump toasted white mocha.
Ooh.
Maybe with an extra shot.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't even know what language you just spoke. I don't drink coffee, so I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that was part of her Cinderella thing. But I'm like, girl, you think I'm not, like, waiting to bump into some nigga with a pumpkin spice latte and be like, oh my god, you're my Prince Charming, my shoe, and then, like, go and run off with him? Like, what?
Jeez.
I don't know. She, like, took it real seriously, which I appreciate the branding, and I'm excited to see, like, what that means.
Okay.
Like, is she gonna be one of those crazy Disney people that, like, wants to be proposed to at Disneyland, and they have to go to Disneyland, and then she's, like, a crazy Cinderella freak?
Really
well,
taking it
there have been people who, like, y'all probably don't remember Tinley.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. She was an actual Disney princess. So whatever she said she was Cinderella, I was like, is she an actual Disney princess?
Oh.
But she lives in Texas. No.
No.
Yeah.
She works for her stepmom's company.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
No. That may be part of her, like, little opening package. Like,
oh, yeah. She'll come out in the blue dress.
Is she going to be sweeping for her stepmom?
I think she's going to be like,
no!
I think she's going to be doing, like, things with her stepmom, like, barking orders.
Yeah.
But that's basically saying her stepmom is evil.
Abusive.
Yeah. Her stepmom might be right all into it, because she's going to be on TV, get her 15 little minutes. And
Whatever business that is.
Very bizarre. I think that's it,
At least I'm excited to see this gimmick. It's not like the sloth. I'm like excited to see what
she has a tiny waist.
Yeah, she's like...
She's teeny tiny.
Out here.
Teeny tiny. Erin, all right, we'll be watching. We'll be watching who's next.
Hannah B.
Oh, God. I don't know about Hannah.
Who we mentioned earlier, she's Miss Alabama. She got a sleek straight hair.
But she's from Tuscaloosa, Georgia.
She's from Tuscaloosa, Georgia. ABC.com. Still up there on now, what is this, December the 10th?
Yeah.
No one has discovered that error yet? Come on.
Oh, my God. But if they change it after this comes out, we know where they're listening.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just another pageant queen. Again, really excited for this drama that's about to happen. She's also 23. Mm-hmm. What are you doing here?
Baby.
And she looks a little evil in her picture, but I think it's just her eyebrows.
She scares me.
Yeah, her one, that left brow is like really in towards the nose, and it's making her look a little bit evil, but it's fine.
Yeah.
Erin, I'm sure you'll brush it out. I'm sure you'll fix it. At least we'll help you.
She makes me nervous. My spirit just didn't take
her. Yeah. Sometimes that happens.
Just didn't take. I'm nervous. I don't know.
What do you think?
I've heard she's very sweet.
Okay.
And like I said, she knows Kaylin. But she also, I think, went to school with the other Hannah that's about to come up after this.
Oh, so there's a lot of networks here.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm. Her, was it in her bio? No. Also, another University of Alabama person.
Mm-hmm.
Her parents met, her parents also graduated from there, so she's like heavy into that alumni.
Okay.
Kind of world. I'm assuming her parents met there.
Mm-hmm.
All that jazz.
She has one of the longest bios.
She does, yeah.
She had a lot in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What else? Yeah, she's interior designer.
Yeah.
Alabama football is big. Miss Alabama. Alabama, Alabama, Alabama. So.
She's talked about anxiety and depression.
Oh.
Those were her, like, platforms, right?
Uh-huh. Okay.
So that's nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Coming in with a mission.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm envisioning a lot of boring, like, football talk with Colton.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because of the whole Alabama football, whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think they'll connect with their, I think the pageant girls, they all come with, like, platforms and things that are, like, part of themselves. So I think they'll connect with Colton on that, I guess.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah. But, I don't know, some about her just don't take with me. Like, she just makes me nervous. I don't know. She looks like.
She looks like, too happy.
Happy and like happy, mischievous?
Yeah, is it just eyebrow, me? It's that feel, brow.
Yeah, like Ooh. There's something brewing.
Mm-hmm. It's the Jenna brow.
Yeah. Yes.
It got a harsh, like, end, like the tail end.
Check
right?
mark.
Yeah, the check
mark.
It is. Upside down.
Maybe it's the it's eyebrow like the that Nike makes swoosh. Me nervous. Yeah, I think so.
Oh, man.
But we'll be watching for you, Hannah. Mm-hmm. Hannah B. Next is Hannah G.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, she's so thin.
23, also from Alabama, Birmingham. Her job is listed as content creator.
Look at her Instagram followers.
Which?
Scroll down to
what is her just, Instagram followers?
Yeah, a lot. Like damn near 70,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she's been in a bunch of music videos.
Oh.
She was in a music video with Darius Rucker. She's been in some with some other.
Hootie
and the Blowfish.
Oh.
Oh. I'm like, ooh.
I was like, is that a new girl?
By his other name, Hootie.
You said it like we're supposed to know. Me and Justine were like, yeah. I was like, what? What are you talking about?
Is that a One Direction person?
What his country name, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
When he just goes by his real name.
Gotcha. Okay.
Some other country singers.
Oh,
she's
okay.
been in their music videos.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
So she's an aspiring somebody.
Yeah, out here.
I mean, if you told me she was 17, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah. I totally believe it. Totally believe it. Doesn't look a day over 17.
Yeah.
She's cute.
Yeah,
but
she's
just
cute.
Looks so young.
Yeah.
It's so weird to watch this.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, her bio doesn't really have a lot to it.
Oh my God,
she has her own burgeoning social media business, which basically means she just posts modeling pictures. Like, I looked quickly at her Instagram, and she's into food and glamping.
Who isn't?
Yeah, who else
like,
isn't?
What?
I don't know much about you, Hannah. But you got a lot of followers, and you're
mm-hmm.
going on the show to build that follower base.
Yep.
So
mm-hmm.
She'll be selling stuff in no time.
Mm-hmm.
Who is next?
Next up is Heather. Oh!
Heather. Oh my gosh, I didn't see that in
Heather,
her
girl.
Yep. Heather with the full body shot.
Heather with the full body shot looks so different than the half shot that I saw on ABC.com, so I am taken aback live.
A little slinky dress with some cutouts to it.
And she's got this extremely long hair.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's a hair vest.
It is.
Keeping her warm.
Her occupation is never been kissed, which is absolutely preposterous. A message to our followers, because I know during our John interview, we got a lot of questions about girls who've like never been kissed, never dated, all
mm-hmm.
this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Never been kissed is not your occupation. ladies.
Oh, yeah.
It's not your definition. It's not any of that. It doesn't define your identity. None of that.
It's mm-hmm. a good movie by Drew Barrymore, though.
It is a good movie.
I love that movie.
Yes.
I love it.
Watch Fantastic it every time soundtrack. It's on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. But it's just making this a whole big thing. I predict it to be like her intro with Colton because he's a virgin. She's never been kissed. It's
She's
probably going to go on way too long.
Also a virgin.
Well, yeah. What?
Yeah, I mean,
she's never been kissed.
Yeah. She actually has taken a photo with Colton.
Yes,
before.
I saw that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think she even said, I'm a virgin too.
Mm-hmm.
And they took a photo together.
She hashtagged it. Virgin, yeah. Virgin lives matter.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, the life was just taken from me, Heather. Oh,
but you
dear.
Knew they were going to cast like a couple
yeah.
virgins.
Right.
Yeah. yeah.
So she'll have a nice little combo.
Yeah. She's 22, not a Becca M 22. I can already tell.
I don't know if that dress yeah. says I'm a virgin.
It no. sure does.
She was trying to send another message. Okay.
Which is okay.
That's fine.
Yeah. yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's mm-hmm. totally fine.
Just interesting choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very interesting. She wants to be out here noticed,
mm-hmm.
which is all good.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, but she's a thrill seeker. She enjoys bungee jumping, skydiving, and river rafting.
Wait till she has an orgasm.
Oh, yeah. Girl, you can stop searching for all that adrenaline, girl. You're just going to stay home.
Talk about thrill seeking. Wow. Wow. I did
funny.
Notice in another photo, like a close-up photo, I think her pendant is like a tiny cross.
Okay.
So she could be, I mean, we're projecting, but she could be religious, and maybe
yeah.
that's part of her, like, virgin story or whatnot. So.
Okay.
So we'll see. What else? Is that it?
California girl? I don't know.
Yeah, California. Yeah. Yeah, I think she'll be around at least past the first day. Because I think they're definitely...
Sure.
Yeah. The first conversation is going to be about their shared virginity.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he'll at least keep her around because he's intrigued by her
yeah.
to learn more.
He might
about.
Kiss her the first time. You know, who knows?
That's... Oh, she's never been kissed.
She's never been kissed.
So she's going to have her first kiss on the show.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
That's cute. All right, Heather. We'll be watching for you. Next is Adrian... A.K.A. Jane.
Which makes no sense.
I've never
Not
seen
sure
this.
Not sure what that's about.
Have you ever seen this? Jane being
no.
short?
No.
Okay.
It's like Dick for Harry, which makes no
yeah.
sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Yeah. Or Bill and William.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
She's 26, social worker, West Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Love her profession, so she's going to be nice,
yeah.
I hope. I don't think... That'd be really terrible if they had, like, a villainous social worker.
Yeah.
like,
that'd
on
be
the
crazy.
Show. To me, she's from L.A., L.A. native. She looks more New York
yeah.
to me
yeah.
than Southern California. Like, I would never pegged her as that.
Her and Annie could switch places.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. They can swap. She has a giant Star of David
Out
pendant
here.
On here. I don't know if
All
you guys
right.
noticed that. So I think faith is probably important to her.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll have a conversation about that. Is Colton is... Was faith a part of his thing? Is he religious?
I
can't remember.
I think so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I feel like that was like... It wasn't like a huge part of his character, but I
yeah.
think he does have a faith base
mm-hmm.
or something.
Okay.
Because she's sporting that strong Star David, so
okay.
that might be a nice little conversation. Another one who describes herself with an infectious energy.
Mm-hmm.
She
cares for seniors, so she got to be nice.
Yeah.
yeah.
She works at an elderly care facility, so I think she'll be nice. I also think she might go home on day one, so.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't think we're going to see too much of her.
Yeah.
But nice. She looks like she's wearing an evening gown.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next up
is Katie.
Katie, also on Ellen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she was picked on Ellen.
Mm-hmm. She was.
Oh,
and another
nice.
Woman of color.
Yeah, girl.
Mm-hmm.
She is a medical sales representative from California, but also a dancer.
Mm-hmm.
And was on the dance team in college.
Mm-hmm.
And she lives in Sherman Oaks and enjoys yoga and sushi and dances in her spare time. So I'm sure she's going to be like dancing, doing the salsa in her limo thing. Whatever.
Dancing out the limo.
Uh-huh.
Another one who looks no older than about 18.
Yeah, but it's 26, which is his age. But
yeah, but she's older.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She also is someone who, I want to say it's either Hannah G or Kaylin that she was already following on Instagram.
Was already following.
Oh, so she knew the other girls? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
They all know each other.
Yeah, this is weird.
I did notice on this cast there's a lot of Southern California and a lot of Texas, somewhere in Texas, like the Dallas region of Texas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So small world. Yeah, I feel like a lot of the girls know each other.
And even same colleges, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Get a lot of the
couple
same
repeats of University of Alabama, yep. All of that, so. Yeah, anything else?
Yeah, no, very cute. I like her off the shoulder, love an off the shoulder moment. Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Very cute.
Yeah.
We'll be rooting for you, girl.
Yeah.
Do us proud. Who is next? Okay. Kirpa?
Kirpa.
Who I'm going to claim as a person of color.
Mm-hmm. Okay. She's definitely Indian.
Indian?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking Indian, Persian, Middle Eastern, something of that sort. 26, from Whittier, California. A lot of Cali girls.
Yeah.
A lot of Cali. Dental hygienist. She works for her dad's dentistry business. So she comes from a close family. I would love to see a hometown to a family that has, a very strong cultural.
Like that one guy from Becca's season.
Who?
Alex, I think his name was. You were rooting for him. He went home, week four. But you were rooting for him.
Oh, who's from.
He was, Greek Russian or something. Russian. Oh, he was Russian.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they, having barbecues, and they had,
and he's
this
super
whole,
hot.
He's so hot.
He's
yes.
Very handsome.
Love him. And really funny. He's, a little comedian on his thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm waiting. I would love to see a hometown that has, a cool, strong, a different cultural background to The Bachelor and, throw him in there and just, see how he does. So, I could see that from her because she's come from a very close family. Let's see. She loves the usual things, as everyone said, hiking, reading, cooking, same thing. Also has 1,700 followers on her IG.
Okay.
And a lot of modeling shots, so I think that's
okay.
Also her little side
Came
hustle.
Prepared, yep.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, she's cute.
Mm-hmm.
She's cute.
A little top. It's a very, quintessential Bachelor photo top,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah, the color cute. Is popular this mm-hmm. year.
Yeah. Yes, this, deep red, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we'll see. Kirpa.
Yep. Next is Laura. Mm-hmm. Who is an accountant from Texas, so out here, which is CPA at 26.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
She's from El Paso. It says that she once moved to Spain on a whim, which tells me that she studied abroad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. This is for a semester.
Yeah. Or... Yeah, that's what that sounds like. And her bio says absolutely
literally
nothing.
Nothing.
But I see her whole nipple in this picture.
Oh, yeah.
She's wearing a leather. You notice that's leather, right?
Leather.
Oh, is it?
Wearing a leather top.
Oh, goodness.
She's edgy.
Yeah.
She's got the dark hair, the pale skin, the leather top.
She's giving me, Kat Von D, no tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's what Kat Von D would look like if she had no tattoos on her face.
Yeah, I can see that. E! News did some digging. So she was part of her Baptist student ministry in college. So,
oh wow,
another person with there's a lot of people with faith, a lot of faith,
strong faith.
Yeah, I noticed a lot of cross pendants or the Star of David pendant, or it's integrated in. So I'm not, I don't know if that implies that she's a virgin. As well.
I was about to say that lines up.
Maybe
with
the Spain trip was a missionary trip.
Oh, that's true.
Maybe
study abroad or converting
mm-hmm.
souls.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to see, because her bio says literally nothing. Very disappointing.
Could have gone home on night one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a trend, when there's nothing.
Yeah, that's true.
We won't see them for not long, maybe. All right. Next is Nicole. 25, social media coordinator from Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Not loving this hair on her. I think it looks very drab.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she needs a haircut or some curls.
Color. I would love some more color.
She's due for a hair upgrade.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what? Another hot pink shirt. I don't own anything hot pink.
No.
Neither.
Nothing hot pink.
She lives in Florida though, right?
That
there
is where you wear hot pink.
Yeah.
anywhere in Miami. She loves to salsa dance, sing a cappella. I could totally see her coming with some type of gimmick or there being like a salsa group date and she like dominates it or something like that. She's Cuban. Family's from Havana.
Says she lives at home.
Lives at
home. So maybe they'll go to their hometown and like that'll be that hometown that you were talking about before. That's like a deep cultural experience. Maybe it'll be
Miami hometown would be fun.
She's fun to follow on social media.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
She has a fun personality. Oh. She's like kind of spicy.
Oh, cool.
She's always making food, and her grandma is hilarious on her social media.
Oh, her grandma.
Yeah.
Funny elderly relative.
Yeah.
On social media.
All right, Nicole. Cute. So yeah, we'll see. I hope she does something to this hair though before she gets on the show.
Yeah.
It's just not doing much.
See what I said?
Yeah.
Everyone's hair is like not the best.
They need them pillows that you're selling.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I'm going to send one to everyone when we're done.
All right, Nicole, next.
Next is Nina, who's 30, and she is an immigrant, actually, from Croatia. She escaped Croatia when she was 9 with her mom. And now she's a sales account manager in North Carolina. And she enjoys kayaking and hiking. And she has watched The Bachelor with her mom and grandma for years. So my girl is coming with formulas, spreadsheets, all of it. She knows exactly what's going on.
She knows how to work it.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, you need to do your research, I feel like, before you go on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to know what you're getting into.
She's also an actress.
Yes. When I first saw this photo, she looks like a character from like an ABC sitcom. Right?
Like Modern Family.
Modern Family or like the Goldbergs.
Yeah.
Like she looks just like she would fit right in with one of those
Goldbergs.
Things.
She does look like she does.
Doesn't she?
Yeah.
Oh my God. But yeah, she's gonna, if she lasts long, I wouldn't be surprised if she lasts long because she's watched the show so much.
Yep.
She knows
she
how
knows.
To work the formula.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She knows exactly when to say, I'm falling for you versus I'm in love with you versus I love you all the time. Like, she knows exactly how to work it. So,
yeah.
She has a story, too, with the emigrating
yes.
from Croatia and all that stuff. So, I'm interested to see. I'm interested to see how long she lasts and if coming in there with, like, knowing how the show works actually does work for you staying longer. All right, Nina. Next. Okay. Onika?
I wanted to say Onika as well.
Onika, another black woman.
I love her outfit.
Yeah.
So
I love
this
outfit.
See, this is how you
yes.
dress.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is what you do for your picture.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Cute little tie front, strappy red. Red is always a color
yeah.
that you can go for, ladies.
Wrap
dress, a little frilly front. Like, this is a
her
bio
legs
picture.
Look
got the legs out.
Good
she
earring.
Works with her skin. Cute earrings. Them eyebrows, though.
Them eyebrows are making me so
I
sad.
I look right to you, Justine, because I know you was going through
because
it.
Because I know. I can tell, girl, and you don't have to be like this. I could tell she has no eyebrows. If you just went, they come right off. I know it. I can
know.
See it through the photo. It makes me so sad. You don't have to be this way, girl.
I listen. My eyebrows are microbladed.
Are they?
Are you what?
Microbladed.
Oh.
I had sperm brows in high school.
Yeah.
So I go to this person called the eyebrow doctor in New York, and she's wonderful.
They
okay.
look great. You got
yeah,
great brows. I would not know that they were.
They look natural. They look really good.
No, I can't. Now I can't look at your eyes. I'm just looking at your eyebrows.
Yeah.
Wow.
No.
Yeah, she needs a referral from you because not good.
You can tell when people have that hard beginning.
Yes.
Yes.
Square
yes
beginning.
She didn't
yes,
blend
the
it.
Square beginning.
You're supposed to that front.
You got to feather
a giveaway.
It.
You got to feather it out. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Very.
But everything else.
Everything else.
Everything
is great.
Else. Literally everything else on the face
yes.
is beautiful. The outfit is beautiful.
Everything.
I love a white nail. Like it's just great.
I'm worried about the white nail on the show though.
Me
if
too.
Those are gels,
how's that gonna last?
No.
I don't wear white gels in my regular life.
I know.
So what did you do with your nails on the show?
Yeah, how'd you do that?
You can't have gels. You just have to paint them yourself.
You just bring your own stuff.
Well, I mean, now I see girls going on there with, like, eyelash extensions, and I get anxiety. Because I'm just like, how are you going to upkeep those unless someone in the house is doing able them, to do them. You know, yeah. I guess Elise is going to do them.
There is, everyone. Yeah, Elise is there. There's another little girl in there, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she's going to be saving lives.
Yeah.
God. Yep. On this show. What else about Onika? She, who's doing this? Me or you?
Oh, it's you.
Me? Okay. Yeah.
Really went off.
Way off tangent. She grew up in Manhattan, Kansas.
Didn't know that was a place.
Me not either. That's so rude.
And it's not small town Kansas either. I looked up 52%, 52,000 people.
Oh, that's a lot of people.
Yeah. Hmm. 84% white.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not terrible. There are some other girls that were from like
93%. Yes. Yeah.
I mean, okay, Onika. Parents from Nigeria, married 35 years.
Wow.
After getting engaged after 2 weeks.
Oh, crazy.
So, yeah, I think same thing. I want to see someone make it to hometown. So it's like a cool cultural background. I would love to see a Nigerian hometown.
That would be amazing.
A Nigerian hometown. That would be so
with Colton.
Awesome. With Colton.
Wild.
Yeah. That would be great. I think
it would be
cool. It would be a nice...
People in the Midwest need to see this.
I was just trying to say that. I was just going to say that. It's not just for
in
Colton.
The Midwest where he lives.
No, yeah.
It would be nice to
open
see for the audience.
Minds.
Yeah. To the different, what other American families look like.
Yeah.
So I would love to see her make it to hometown.
Mm-hmm. Next up is Raven.
Revion.
Ooh.
Revion.
Revion.
Oh, yeah.
No,
like
I like Revion.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Revion.
Okay, let's do it. Revion.
Another POC.
Yeah, out here. And an amazing outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Love this outfit.
Love.
I think it works for her.
It does work for her.
It wouldn't work on a lot of people.
No, not at all. And it looks cheap to me.
Very. You can see right through it, girl.
Yeah.
Right through. Yep.
But I see what she was going for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It says California.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. It does. And she's from California, from Santa Monica.
Mm-hmm.
She's an esthetician. So we got another person to help out the girls with their, you know, services.
Mm-hmm.
She works for Dr. Simon Norian, who's like that famous Instagram.
Kardashian.
Yeah, Kardashian. He's a big Instagram, like, surgeon or whatever.
That's right. He does everybody's lips.
Yes. And he does videos of, like, plumping the lips, and, like, fixing noses and things.
Yes.
Everyone from this season is going to go to him.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, everybody already does go to him.
Exactly.
Wow.
So she works for him, so that's, like,
that's
like
a legit
guy.
Yeah.
That's pretty big, yeah.
Oh, that explains part of her bio then, because it says when she's not helping people feel beautiful, which a lot of estheticians see that as like maintenance, right?
Yeah.
If you like wax somebody, that's like not making them feel beautiful. That's like maintenance that they're doing. But if you're pumping up somebody's lips or giving them Botox, you're making them feel more beautiful. So that's okay. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right. She loves music festivals. So Natasha, you
that's
know,
my girl.
Leave me out of that. And she's fluent in Mandarin, so we got another.
I'm assuming she's Chinese.
Yeah. And
it's great to see. Not a lot of Asians.
I know.
On the show ever.
That's what this season has more than one.
Yeah,
which is nice.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
And just people who are like seems like culturally immersed, right? Like we had. Ooh, remind me of our favorite Indian girl from our season. Marique.
Mm-hmm.
She owned an Indian restaurant, right? Like, these people are, this girl's Nigerian, right? And she's, like, looking after her parents' marriage. Like, they're culturally immersed in where they're from. So that's cool. Oh, it says nurse. Girl. Nurse.
So she wrote nurse, and then on her Instagram.
So, I only know this because I get Botox. But, you're an esthetician. You can only do things like Botox and stuff like that if you're a nurse.
Oh.
Okay.
Because it's medical for some people.
Yeah.
Oh.
Botox is like legit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So that's like extra training, I guess.
Yeah.
To do that.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at her Instagram.
Okay.
She seems very... like stereotypical Hollywood girl.
Yeah.
I mean, she's out here living life, having fun, traveling, bikini shots, night out pics.
Yeah.
She seems fun.
She seems fun.
She does.
She's on the wrong season.
Yeah. Right. She seems, yeah, fun. Wrong season or wrong show, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I can't see her with Colton.
No. We're getting married at the end of this? No, Revion.
No, girl.
We'll see her in paradise, perhaps.
Yeah. I always feel like she's like Danielle Lombard. You know what I mean? That's who, like, she reminds me a lot of.
Yeah, I could see that as well. That was the guy with, that was the girl with the Dean drama.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, Revion. Yeah. We'll be rooting for you and see how long you last. Mm-hmm. Next is Sydney, who... also woman of color,
I
believe. This photo does not do her justice.
It doesn't.
She was on Ellen. She was the third girl on Ellen and was so pretty and really cute. Really? Yeah, I really like her.
I gotta look her up.
This photo's not a good one, though.
She is a Physique 57 teacher, too, which they don't mention here, but I've had her before.
No, you've gone to her classes here in New York?
Really?
Well, I didn't know she was going to be on the bachelor. Yeah. I've had her before. And whoa. Like, she is a legit teacher.
Yeah. What's she like?
Hard.
She was hard?
Yeah.
That's so fun. So on her bio it says she's an NBA dancer. She works for the Knicks. There's always one dancer, like a professional team dancer or whatever, and also I guess Physique 57 instructor.
Is that like Orange Theory?
No, it's a bar class.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, so hard, like, you're not sweating, but, like, the next day you can't walk down the stairs.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. So she's going to dominate some group dates.
Yeah.
Anything, like, physical, maybe?
Right.
So, yeah, she was on Ellen. She's way cuter than this photo is doing justice for her. I'm not loving this top. It looks like Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Not a good color. No. She has, like, mint green nails.
No, she doesn't.
It's not white. Yeah, it's like a minty green.
Oh, Sid.
Spearmint.
The styling is just not. Her hair looks cute. Her face looks cute, but just this is not it. She's been a dancer since she's 3 years old, and she's never had a boyfriend.
Mm.
I think her and Colton have a lot to, because he doesn't have a lot of relationship experience either.
Right.
I think that's a theme. There's a lot of girls who are like never been kissed, virgin, a lot of inexperience. So we'll be seeing a lot of like firsts, I guess, or whatnot on the season.
Which I think will be nice to see on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it'll be cool.
I think it will make for an interesting season of The Bachelor. Yeah.
Especially if you have an old, dusty, prune Ari.
Yikes. It'll be nice and refreshing.
Yeah.
But to still have the get down on one knee at the end is going to be
that'll
odd.
Be, yeah.
It's gonna be odd on
everyone's
this season.
Just so young.
Yeah. They're so young, and one girl's gonna have her first kiss, and then she's gonna get married at the end. Like, that doesn't, I don't know. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm a fan of Sydney.
Yeah. Me too.
Definitely a fan. Who is next?
Okay, I do not know how to pronounce this girl's name.
Tajwan?
Tajwan. Okay.
I'm gonna say Tajwan.
Tajwan? Okay,
yes. Tajwan.
Yes.
She's from Colorado. She's 25. Mm-hmm. She is out here chocolatey.
Chocolatey.
So excited to see her. She was in the front of the group picture, and she looked beautiful. Mm-hmm. This picture is, like, pretty, too.
She's wearing a t-shirt, though.
Yeah.
I love that color, though.
I love the color.
It is doing things for her.
It's a great color, but it's a t-shirt.
It is.
It's also just a t-shirt. But, yeah, sorry.
But what I wanted to see, I think it was from Erin. That glowing skin, this is what I wanted to see. You see how the front of her face is like, glowing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I wanted to see from our skin. Other girl here.
Mm-hmm. She just looks natural. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, not all heavy makeup or anything. Mm-mm. She's just wearing her face.
Yeah. Which I don't mind heavy makeup, but I mind if you're just like not paying attention to all of your face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She looks great.
But anyway, yeah, she looks great. She grew up in Houston, moved to Colorado with her mom, brother, and two dogs. Likes reading, concerts, shopping.
She works for Lyft.
Oh.
Looked that up. Sorry.
Oh, she's a business development associate for Lyft?
For Lyft.
Oh, okay. Oh. Okay. Oh. Okay, cool.
So she's Lyft. Not driving.
Yeah, I thought she was driving.
I was like, she's driving?
She moonlights as a Lyft driver.
I thought she was doing Issa Rae out here. I'm like, oh.
This past season was so good.
So good.
The Coachella episode is amazing. Like maybe one of my favorite episodes of TV ever.
Yeah. Amazing.
So, all right,
Tosh won.
Back to Tosh. She lost me when she said she has a tattoo that says, "I love bad ideas." Yeah. I really hope this is in another language.
And where is it written?
Where is it?
Maybe the shirt is covering it up.
Oh, damn.
Ooh, that's true.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Right there on the bicep.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, I hope not.
That would be really sad.
I hope it's in like a bathing suit region, like covered by a bathing suit thing, because that's not a good tattoo.
Listen, we all get bad tattoos.
Oh, where's your rose, Ashley?
It's on my ankle.
Oh.
Like, on the inside of my ankle, too. So, like, sometimes I forget I have it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's not bad. I got a foot tattoo, too. Let's see. Oh, no, you got your shoes on.
Yeah. I'll show you all after.
Yeah, what else? Tosh one.
That's it. I'm really excited to see her.
Very excited to see her. We don't usually get a lot of dark skinned
like chocolatey girls.
So this is like color diversity, I guess.
Yes, right.
Which I appreciate. And yeah, just excited to see her, basically.
Yeah.
And see more of her. Tasia.
Oh, posing.
Tasia got a pose.
Okay,
Tasia. Another woman of color, 28, from Corona Del Mar. She's a phlebotomist, so she draws blood.
Yeah.
Another SoCal, a lot of Southern California.
Yeah.
Everyone's from, literally, like, half the cast, I feel like, is from Southern California. Thoughts on her makeup, Justine?
Way too much.
Okay,
because this cheek is a lot.
The blush is a lot.
The blush is very heavy.
It's a lot.
Oh, man.
She used a stick.
Yeah. Yeah, she did. Maybe even just a finger. Oh, man. Yeah, way too much blush. And her eyes are really, like, happy and big. I would love to have seen a colored liquid liner.
Oh,
cool. You know what I mean? I would love to see, like, a navy blue liner. Right? Like, something.
That'd be cool.
To accentuate how, like, bright her eyes are. Mm-hmm. She looks so happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she has nice happy eyes.
Yeah, which is so nice.
Beautiful girl.
And her color of her romper? Two-piece set is really pretty. I can go with a lot of makeup, but that's
salmon.
Like way too much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's a divorcee.
Is she?
Yeah.
How old is she?
28.
Oh shit, Tasia.
Okay.
Wow. Some more on that to come.
Volunteers at her church and goes wine tasting.
Okay.
Which
you
sometimes
can't
doesn't
do both.
Go together.
Yeah. That goes hand in hand.
Yep.
The blood of Jesus.
Jesus loved wine too. Okay?
Yes, he sure did, y'all. As I take a swig
right
now.
I'm taking a cheers to you, Tay.
Right, yep. So yeah, divorcee. Interesting. So we'll see more. Yeah, because her bio doesn't really give us much. So
yeah.
I'm glad to know she has some little complex storyline to come. But she's cute.
I would have loved to see some hair diversity with some natural hair.
Oh my God, Justine, look at what is written right here. When will we have black girls
with natural hair?
Or dreads or braids?
Ooh, dreads.
Interesting,
wait,
right?
Who was the first girl?
Who's that?
The first woman of color? Angelique?
Angelique.
She had the short hair. Yeah.
She did. She had that was her hair.
That's her hair.
Yeah, she has no extensions.
Yes.
And she did bring it short. I want to see some unstraightened kinks out here, some braids, some dreads, something.
Yeah.
That's the next layer.
Yeah.
We're asking for a lot, but that's the next layer.
Maybe that's the next thing that ABC can implement.
Yeah.
Just
baby steps.
Just some hair diversity.
Yeah.
Baby steps. One girl with dreads.
Like the girl I'm Ready to Love. Which is, I watch.
Have you watched that show?
Ready to Love?
It's on OWN.
Which is a mess.
Ooh.
It is a mess.
The OWN network.
Oh.
Yes, OWN. And it's a dating reality show.
Yeah.
All black cast. And they're all like in their 30s and 40s.
Ooh.
So it's like Bachelor in Paradise. But like. Dusty
like,
old version.
Real.
And
know?
Very
real.
And they're in Atlanta.
Very
so
realistic.
Like,
these girls are like, I'm 39 and I want to have kids, so
shit.
Let's
go.
We've been through it. It's really good.
Yeah.
I really like it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But they have a girl on there with a half-shaved head and then, like, half dreads going, like, all the way down to her waist. And she's bomb.
Yeah.
She's one of my favorites. I love her.
We don't even have to do the next person if you haven't watched.
Tracy?
Oh, boy, Tracy.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Tracy's strong.
I was like, what's wrong with Tracy? Oh, yeah. Tracy. I didn't even read your bio, Tracy, because I just saw with you, your six head and your evil eyebrows, that you were out here fat-shaming people.
Mm-hmm.
The nerve of you.
And she's a wardrobe stylist wearing. God knows what she's wearing. In the,
she's wearing a fucking bandeau with some
biker shorts and
that are too
Ronald McDonald red big ass blazer. What is this? And I'm supposed to pay you to style me? This is nuts. No.
She out here looking, also out here looking way older than 31.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion,
that's what hateful tweets do to you.
Exactly. I know, they age you.
Exactly. So for those of y'all who don't know, Tracy's already causing mess, and already the first social media scandal. Did you break this one, Ashley?
I did not.
Okay.
I have to admit that some people sent it to me.
Oh.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. But I was just like, you know what? I feel like, as long as people are still listening to podcast hosts that are racist and say awful things, and when people don't make a big deal about the Garretts and the Lincolns and the Lees of the world,
there we go.
You know, we've already said that it's okay.
Very true. Yep.
I don't think it's okay.
No, absolutely not.
And that's why I don't even want to spend time on her.
Yeah. Damn, Tracy.
Yeah.
Reddy had her scandal, gave her apology. Long story short, she was tweeting, like, stuff from years ago, but, like, fat-shaming women, racist-ass shit.
And men.
Men, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just saying all kind of trash. What I don't understand is why, if you know you're going on this show, are you not either deleting your tweets or deleting your social media or whatnot, or at least scrubbing it?
I think she did.
Oh, she did? Yeah. And people still found
it? Well, I think once people brought it up, then she's either, like, made it private or deleted it, but... No. Here's the thing. If you're going to go on The Bachelor, before you go on, look through your social media.
You.
Just first step.
Scrub it. Yeah.
Or listen to the show and make your accounts private.
Or that too.
Yeah.
If you need more time to scrub it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, the show actually does ask you to do it. Just listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That, I don't understand.
It's like $8.
Yikes.
To delete, to get somebody to go in and, like, delete whatever you want to delete, or everything, it's $8.
They have no excuse for these things to be happening.
Nope. Yeah.
I just don't.
It's or like
there's probably, like, 20 words you could look up.
Yes.
Know, just in your social media where you're like, did I say this?
Any of this, yeah. And then bring up the list and delete.
Did I?
So crazy.
How many followers she got on Instagram?
Let's see. 1,400.
Okay, not enough.
Yeah.
You could have scrubbed, girl.
But, I mean, she's deleted or made everything private at this point, so.
Yeah.
Ugh, Tracy. So, yeah, save the worst for last.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the cast bios,
that's
everybody.
It.
Any last thoughts, predictions, anything of this upcoming cast? Do you think he's going to go for more of the young girls? Is Colton going to go for... 31-year-old Elise.
How old was Tia?
Tia on her seat? I think she was 26.
Oh, was she?
I think so.
Okay.
25 or 26, yeah. Mm,
okay.
I feel like maybe he's gonna lean older.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah.
Becca also was, 27, 28.
Yeah, because he's very emotionally connected.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he is really in touch with all of his emotions.
Yeah.
Like,
he cried a lot.
Yeah, he got some tears.
He'd be out here, his big old self.
Crying. Which I appreciate that.
Me too.
I love it.
The guy crying, I'm into it.
Mm-hmm.
Totally into it.
I feel like he was friends with a lot of the older guys on Paradise. So maybe he'll be leaning towards the more mature girls, which doesn't mean you're older, but just more mature.
Mm-hmm. Which I think he needs.
Yeah.
He's like a young 26, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he can appreciate someone with a little bit more maturity.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
We'll see, Colton.
I think that's it. Man, Ashley, we just hijacked your whole night.
That's okay. Yay, this whole is night. Fun.
Justine, you got to edit this long ass
I know. Song. This is long.
A lot of sidetracks. Yeah. A lot of stuff they're not even going to hear, but yeah. We have fun. So we just want to say thank you. Thank you so of much course. For yes. coming onto Anytime. Our podcast. We've admired you for a while, and mm-hmm. so we've really... Definitely wanted to bring you on and yep. have this conversation with you.
I feel like now we have to have like a show episode or like a book episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll definitely bring you back.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
For sure. You're local. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're yeah. down the street. Anytime. Yeah. We'll mm-hmm. definitely have you back. Anything you want to share with our listeners? How can they join the book club? Mm-hmm. What are the things to share?
On the book club, you just search hashtag Spivey's book little emoji club.
Oh, that's cute. Oh,
yeah. Okay. I made it a little difficult on purpose. Like, okay. I'd like to keep it from becoming giant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just while I can still manage it.
True, true.
I like to keep it small.
Yeah.
My goal is not to make it huge and have no control over it anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. I'm still actually a moderator.
You want, like, dedicated people to.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, right now we're doing book awards.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's so end of the year. Yeah. So, like, best books
we weren't
of the year.
Happy with the Goodreads ones. Like, I was pissed that An American Marriage didn't win best book.
Oh, that's
of
on
the
my
year.
List.
Me too.
Oh, you'll have to read it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So good. Okay. Yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you hear that, guys. Join the book club. Interact with Ashley. She's dope. And we'll be back next week.
Yeah, with some Bachelor news, just a catch-up update episode.
Full episode on Bachelor Nation news.
Yep.
And as always, rate, review, subscribe, mm-hmm. interact with us on our social media. Our Twitter is the number 2 BLK Girls, the number 1 Rose.
And you can email us at the number 2 Black Girls, the number 1 Rose at gmail.com.
And we're on Instagram too. It's lit.
It is.
Our handle is the number 2 Black Girls, the number 1 Rose. You spell out black on on Twitter.
Yeah.
And our Instagram is lit. I'd be making memes.
Yeah, Natasha makes great memes, guys.
I'm so shocked by like the amount of traction some of these memes get. So go and follow us. It's mm-hmm. a good time. Tag us in your Instagram story. Share 2 Black Girls, 1 Rose with the world. Buy our merch that's still out there, teespring.com/2blackgirls1rose. And yeah, we'll be back next week.
We'll be back, guys.
Yay.
Yay.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.